Just Rings.
Hey, Nick, it's Tom. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tom. I was just saying how we've been getting these rogue automated phone calls. I'm going, oh, it's this friggin' automated phone call again. Look, I put it on speaker, and it's you. I'm like, oh, wait, my name's
Guy. Oh, really?
We get them all day long. We go crazy in here.
Did
this
I come
really
up with something different?
It's you know, when you hang up, it's like you answer the phone, the person goes like, hello? And for a second, it actually sounds like a real person. You're like, hello? Then they can help you. They're like, hey, we're just reaching out to them. Like, oh, you son of a bitch. And boom, we hang up the phone. But it's all day long. There should really be some sort of law with business interruption because it's annoying. It's every day, all day. Like, we probably get 10, 12 a day minimum.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It's frustrating. Did you get our package back?
Let me just check here.
Yeah, hopefully, because we mail it out as soon as you needed it, so just want to make sure you got it.
Okay, hasn't been checked in yet.
Really?
I know that we're not done with returns upstairs, so hopefully it'll be here today.
Nah, you should have got that, though. So wait a minute, I better... You know, it's funny, I sent out a package to a customer Monday for Tuesday overnight, but we had that snowstorm, and he didn't get it till yesterday, so I was a little bit devastated, so... You know, you pay a gazillion dollars for this, overnight service, and it just has not been getting there.
Yeah. How do you typically ship?
USPS next day certified.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. That's that. Well, especially for shipping stones back, we absolutely send it that way. Every once in a while, I'll have a vendor I use in New York City, and we'll do USPS or excuse me UPS Ground, and they get it next day, no problem, because it's within 500 miles. But that's always a little spotty, but it's never anything. You know, like a rush or, anything, like if it took 2 days, it's, like, not a big deal. But for yours, it's, of course, not my computer's going to load. No, I'll look at that for you, but you should have got that, because when did you request that? Not yesterday, the next day, right? Or the day before?
When did we speak? It was on the day before, Wednesday. Yep.
So you should, that went right out. Wait a minute, let me, I'm going to check.
That may be here, and again, we just haven't.
Just didn't check it in yet. Yeah. Well, I'd like to see that it at least got there, because I get, not that I get nervous. I mean, obviously, this shit is insured. It'd be good for both of us. We both get paid. Go right ahead and lose it. I dare you.
That's right. No, lose it all.
No, I forbid. We don't want that. Then. All right. Well, anyway, while this is loading, what else is going on? You staying busy?
Yeah, it's been pretty good this week. How about on your end?
Good. Yeah. Everything's A-okay. Keeping out of trouble for the most part. Got had my wife's holiday party for the PD yesterday, which was nice. I got a chance to mingle with some of the local LEOs in the town.
Rubbing elbows with the people that keep you nice and safe, and hopefully keep you out of trouble.
Yeah. Well, it's neat because my wife's you wouldn't believe it, but my wife's actually a very connected person in this town. So I was at a dinner for the last chief that retired, and I'm kind of looking around the room. Is that a beautiful golf course? Well, Trump's Golf Course. Have you ever looked up Trump's Golf Course down here in South Jersey? That's where we were at. So,
Bedminster? Is that the one?
No, that's the, more central. I'm further south. This one's, 20 minutes outside of Philadelphia. This one's right around the corner from, have you ever heard of Pine Valley, the number one course in the country?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could walk there from here. That's how close I am to that one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So when my daughter... goes to work, they're 2 minutes away. So where I'm located, I could literally walk to Trump's Golf Course. I mean, it would probably take me maybe 15 minutes, but I mean, we're right down the street. We're two lights away. But anyway.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Cool.
Yeah. So we were at that dinner and, I'm sitting with the retired chief, the current chief, the deputy chief, and the mayor. And I'm looking around going, hey, you know what, man? I know a lot of people. hey, it's pretty cool. So then I was at the Christmas party last night, and I was sitting with the chief and deputy chief yesterday, and along with a couple of the tenants and the captains, going, hey, this doesn't suck. I know a couple of people. All right, here we go. This is coming up. Let's see here. Tracking. Well, this is the 5th, so it doesn't even give me an update. The last time I tracked, it said it was in Philadelphia, but that was yesterday. But you should have had that. But usually it'll say that it's – well, let me see. Let me see if this will re-update for us. It's saying Friday by 6. So your item has arrived. Da-da-da-da. So today's Friday, so it looks like you're not getting it until today. So guess it's still on the way, but yet – so here's another one. That was sent for overnight, and you're not getting it, which is ridiculous. I got it right here in front of me, USPS next day. shipped on the 3rd. You should have got it yesterday. So here we are on the 4th, and you still didn't get it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you could get a refund for it. Maybe you could get
Well,
a,
what they do is they give us a partial, like the one I sent for my friend out in PA. You know, should have got overnight. They didn't get it until like 3-4 days later. So like, they'll give me a partial credit. They're like, oh, yeah, well, don't worry about it. We're going to credit it. It's like it's not the credit we're looking for. We're looking for the service.
Right.
Exactly. You know, we want the item delivered. But anyway, so that's – looks like that's not there yet for you, buddy. But it is on the way. I did send it right away for you, just so you know.
It went out
on the 3rd.
Just a heads up, Nick, on just the way our flow of memos works. Especially this time of year, we're a little bit more restricted in terms of, like, memo terms. So just a heads up, I know I have a bunch of other labs with you from November that I had sent out.
Well, you tell me what you need back.
I know you're great about it, but I wanted to extend you at least a little bit. I'll replay some. I just wanted to give you a heads up that I'd be looking for some more back here within, like, the next week.
Dude, you
help
me
out
on
that, and like I said, I'll replace them for you. I just got to clear out the old memos. And you know, make the powers that be here happy that you know nothing.
No, I understand. Listen, you got a hierarchy just like I do, and everybody's got to be happy. That's for sure. That's what makes it. But we're having a lot of success. Like some of the stones we've had here, kind of just rogue. We're moving, which is good. So it's nice to be able to crack the box and show a couple of pieces. So that's not a
no
bad
doubt. Thing. Oh, and I'll definitely have them for you. Don't be mistaken. I will have replacements for you. Just some of the other stuff that's been sitting that I just need to replace. That's all.
I'll
give you a heads up next week, and we'll shake it out.
You let me know. Yeah, the quicker you let me know, the quicker I'll make the package and get it out for you. So that's not a problem for sure, especially if it's taking a couple of days. Like I said, I have the I have the copy here. I mean, I could email you the receipt showing that. Well, you'll see when you get it. It was definitely sent, next day. So we're trying to follow through with you. You guys take care of us. We're trying to take care of you. But
we
can't control the post office, which sucks.
I know. Tell me about it. Well,
yeah. Did you guys get a lot of snow the other day? Did you guys get that snow that was coming?
We got yesterday, actually. We had a good amount. Yeah, yesterday was snowing pretty much nonstop from early morning into early afternoon. So
holy crap.
Yeah, it came... It came in waves, I guess.
What'd you get, like 6 inches?
No, like 3. I mean, it was light snow, but it was enough
to make the
roads slushy and whatnot. Yeah, it was like, I'd say 3-4 inches maybe.
But still, that's. I mean, we didn't have. I don't think we had 4 inches all of last year.
Well, us too. I did this year. It's coming a little bit earlier.
Well, I tell everybody it could snow all at once after the 25th of December, and I don't care how much it snows. We actually had flurries for the first time here in forever, which was. Very unusual for us. I mean, it wasn't, anything to write home about. I mean, no accumulation, but, I was leaving for work. I go, hey, babe, it's snowing outside. So she left. I go, no, look, it's snow. I'm like, nothing. I mean, just but like flurry. And we very rarely get that where we're at. But it's cold here. It's 25. Is it cold up by you?
It's cold here. Oh, yeah, it's been in the 20s all week.
Yeah, we're 25 today. I walked out. I went, Jesus Christ, man. I was going to the Wawa for coffee. I'm going, holy shit, why am I so cold? I looked at my watch. It's 25. I went, oh, my God. Yeah, it was chilly this morning, man.
Yeah,
so.
I'm looking right now. Yeah, we're 22 right now.
Ooh, yeah, I'm looking at my watch. We're 25 on the button. Oh, I'm lying to you, 27. It went up 2 degrees. Hey, we're warming up down here, buddy.
There you go. Pull out the shorts and sandals.
That's it. If you were in South Jersey, buddy, you'd be almost sweating. Yeah, but no, other than that, we're good. Nothing else is really percolating. You want me to see if anybody?
Tom's on the phone from RDI. Anybody got any calls?
We're sounding no.
Okay, well, I'm here all day, and we're shipping free for Saturday with the holidays, so if you need anything for tomorrow, just give me a shout, Nick.
And you're there till what, 5?
I'll be here until 6.
Ooh, working late. Okay, no problem.
Yep. Actually,
all right,
next week we'll be here until 7, so we'll be able to ship right up.
Well, you're working my hours then at that point, so good for you.
Yeah.
It's only for a month. No big deal, right?
No.
It is what it is. Cool. All right, sweet. Well, hopefully I have some calls for you, brother, so I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you too, pal. Take care.
Yep, thanks.
Bye-bye.